Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Avos, Perik Hei, Mishnah Hei, Asara Nisim Nasu Lavisenu Beves HaMikdash. 10 Nisim, 10 miracles. Our fathers were Zaychatu, happened for our fathers, were performed for our fathers in the Beis HaMikdash. The first Nes. Layapila Isha, no woman ever miscarried. Meireach Besara Kodesh. From the aroma of the meat of Basar Hegdash. Perhaps you remember from Masechtas Yuma, we learned that if a woman who is expecting a baby smells the aroma of food and doesn't get it, it's a sakana. She could lose the baby, chas v'shalom. But that never happened to a lady because of the Psar HaKadosh. It never happened that a woman smelled it, and because she didn't get it right away, in this case she wouldn't be able to get it. Some of it was only eaten by the Kohanim, some of it was only burnt on the Mizbeach, but it never happened that this chas v'shalom caused a woman to lose her baby. Nes number two. V'lo yisriach psar hakodesh mi'olam. The meat from Karbanis never spoiled. You have to realize this meat sometimes stayed on top of the Mizbech for several days before being burnt. Let's say an animal was shechted on Friday. They can't burn it on Shabbos. Also, the meat of a Karban Shlomim could be eaten for 2 days. And often there was hot weather in the Beis HaMikdash. But still, it never happened that it should rot or it should be infested, as the Rabbeinu Yain explains. Third nes, v'leinir zvuv beveis hamit b'chayim, a fly, zvuv is a fly. No fly ever appeared in the place in the Beis HaMikdash where they processed the meat. If you go into a butcher store, you'll see plenty of flies normally. Next nes, nes number four, v'leira keri l'kayin gadol, b'yom kippurim. The kayin gadol never became tameh with a certain tumah on Yom Kippur. Now, sometimes it happened, the Kohen Gadol became tummy and the assistant had to take over. But this is a tumma that comes out of his guf, and therefore, says the Batanura, it would have been much more embarrassing for the Kohen Gadol. Vaitra says in Mishnah, V'lei kibu geshamim, the rain never extinguished, esh, the fire, shel atzei hamarocha, that was burning on the Mizbeach, even though the Mizbeach had no canopy, it wasn't covered, there was no dome. So that was the fifth nes. The sixth nes was v'lei natzcha haruach es amut ha'asham. Natzcha means to overcome, to win. V'lei natzcha haruach, the wind didn't blow away the column of smoke that came up from the Mizbech. The smoke rose in a straight column, even on a windy day. Vaiter says the Mishnah. Nes number seven, v'lei nimsa psul. They never found a psul. Ba'omer, either in the carbon omer, the carbon of Bali that was brought on the second day of Pesach that was matir, the new tfu of that year. Ubishtei halechem, that was a carbon mincha that was brought as a carbon tzibra on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael on Shavuos, and that was matir, the new crops in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubalechem upon, as well as the lechem upon him, the 12 loaves of bread that were arranged on the Shulchan. There never was a psul. You see, in regard to all these three things, had there been a psul, it would have been a major problem, because they can't be replaced. The Omer was cut the night before, and you weren't allowed to cut extra. The Shtei Lechem had to be baked on Erev Yom Tov. You weren't allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. And the Lechem upon him had to be baked on Erev Shabbos. So if it became pasul, you couldn't replace it. Vaiter, says the Mishnah. And this is Nes number 8. Oimdim Tzefufim. The people stood on the Beis HaMikdash, maybe squashed together a little bit, but Omeshtachavim Revachim, when they bowed down, there was plenty of space. Tzefufim is a lashon of tzaf al pnei amayim, like floats on the water. When you're very pressed, like you can hardly stand on the floor, your feet are like off the ground. But again, when it came to bow down, suddenly there was plenty of space. And they bowed down. We're talking about stretching themselves out on the floor, like when the Kohen Gadol said Hashem's name. Not only was there enough space for everyone to bow down that way, but there were 4 amos of space between each person and the next person. That was so that no one should hear the other person's personal tefillah or vidui. When they said vidui, they would say their averus, and we don't want anyone else to hear someone else's averus. Vaiter says in Mishnah Nes number 9, V'lehizik nachash v'akriv b'Yerushalayim. V'lehizik, it did not do damage, nachash, a snake, v'akriv, or a scorpion, to anyone b'Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. Vaiter says the Mishnah, V'lei oimer odom lechaveroi, and one person never had to say to someone else, Ay, tzarli hamakim, it's so small, the place, she'olam b'Yerushalayim, where I have to sleep over here in Yerushalayim. Another pshat is actually the first pshat of the Batanura is, Everyone had parnasa. No one had to leave Yerushalayim to go look for parnasa. The Sefer Nefesh HaChaim explains when a person stands, oh, I'm standing here, it's me. There's never enough place for anyone. When you're a mishtachven, you bow down, you say, Hashem, I'm in your hands. Whatever you tell me to do, suddenly, then there's so much space, plenty of extra room.